she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies. Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
What's up today?
Squirrel! Squirrel, Tammy, squirrel! JP, a.k.a. the Snuggle Monster. What's that all about? He's wearing a t-shirt that says Snuggle Monster. And we can't hear him.
You can't hear you, JP.
All right,
sorry.
He said something snuggly and monstrous. Monster. I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053. And your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And Autoflex is open today. If you are out car shopping, you need to give them a call because they'll find you a great deal. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. So if you'd like to maybe find out what your trade-in is worth before you get started on anything, go to autoflex.com, click on What's My Trade Worth, and you'll get a free black book appraisal from your friends at Autoflex Leasing.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people heading out to the St. Paddy's Day Parade, so hello to you. Be safe. Make sure you take a taxi or an Uber today.
Absolutely. Now, if you are driving, by the way, Blackwell to Yale is going to be closed on Greenville Avenue between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. southbound and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. northbound. And that is Greenville Avenue closed between Blackwell and Yale.
Okay.
It's going to be a long time.
Yeah. Just forget about that area today. Just
I know. Unless you just live down there and are fortunate enough to be able to walk.
Walk. Yeah. Hey, listen, I took my motorcycle down there a couple of years ago. It took me an hour to get out on a motorcycle. I was driving on sidewalks. I couldn't get out.
Really?
No, not really. But it did take me an hour to get out.
What if you had an autocycle?
You know, that's the new thing, the autocycle. And they're building one in Louisiana. And it is called the Elio. And if you haven't seen it, Google it, because it's sort of cool looking. It's got two wheels in the front, sort of like a car, but only one wheel in the back, sort of like a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's got the front of a car and then a motorcycle butt.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The Elio gets 84 miles per gallon and costs $6,800.
Wow,
yeah.
That's
now,
a deal.
I'm thinking that it probably doesn't have all of the latest electronics.
No,
you know,
there's probably no Bluetooth.
It's better than a motorcycle and probably not quite as good as most cars.
Why is it better than a motorcycle?
Well, because you can't lay it over.
And is it completely enclosed?
Yeah.
Yes, it is completely enclosed.
So weatherproof.
You can ride this thing in the rain, snow.
Exactly.
How would it do in the sleet and snow that we just recently
I don't
had?
Know. You know, if they keep them in southern Louisiana, they don't have to worry about that. Senator Dave Vetter from Louisiana has introduced a bill called the Auto Cycle Safety Act, which would create a specific auto cycle classification for motor vehicles, because there isn't one right now. And guess why they want to do this? Because they want to regulate them. Because that's what regulators do. They regulate. But here's the other thing. If he can get them regulated, and if Elio succeeds, it's great for his home area of Shreveport, Louisiana, because their factory that they bought from GM down there will grow and they'll make lots of little Elios, and they'll all make more money.
I'm surprised they're only $6,800. A motorcycle is more expensive than that, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can take that for what it's worth.
Oh, because I was thinking, wow, this is better than a motorcycle.
Well, and it is in some ways, because like Tammy said, it's enclosed and you can drive it in the rain. And it doesn't lay down. You know, Toyota's got the iRoad, which is the three-wheeler that one sits in the front and one sits in the back. You sit sort of slalom in it. And that's the little electric autocycle.
Mm-hmm.
Takes me a minute to get that out. What is an autocycle?
Right.
They are looking for growth in that area of Shreveport, Louisiana, because they're hoping that the Elio will be a huge success. If you're looking for an 84 MPG vehicle that you can have for $6,800, an Elio is the answer.
Do we have specs on this, like how far it'll go? Is it just for tooling around town like a Vespa, or could you actually take it on the highway?
I think you could, but I don't think it's got a great range on it. Here's the thing. Most of these autocycles are being considered by really, really highly compressed cities like you have in
super
Europe.
Super congested,
where,
like exactly, London and Paris.
Exactly. Like in London right now, they charge $17 a day if you want to drive your car into the center of the city.
That's the toll to get into the...
What?
Yeah. Too many people.
It's congested.
That's insane.
Yeah. There's cities in Europe right now that are considering outlawing cars. Uh-huh. There's one in Germany that's going to try to put together a traffic system so that no one needs a car. They can take a bike, or they can take a bus, or they can take a train.
It
is so congested.
Yeah, they're talking about having a station where people drive into a station on the outskirts of town, then switch from their car to their Elio or their autocycle.
Or their scooter.
Or whatever they want.
Yeah.
But they can't take the cars into the city. We keep going at the pace we're going. We're going to have New York is already on the verge of being like that, right? The traffic's terrible.
Well, but if you've been, in Europe, if you've been to Paris or if you've been to London, there's absolutely no place to park ever.
Yeah.
And so I can certainly see it. Those cities have been over there for hundreds and hundreds of years, and they're very compact. It's not like Dallas. I mean, for Dallas, unless you live pretty close to where you work, you wouldn't want one of these because, coming from McKinney, I can't see that as a happening thing.
Right.
No. I wouldn't drive one simply because I want airbags and all that around me because I'm trying to defend myself against the people who aren't paying attention.
But if you lived in, let's say, uptown Dallas and your commute was to downtown Dallas, that'd be easy to do. Wouldn't you be willing to do it then?
Not
you don't even have to get on a highway?
Here. Wow. Not when it's legal for people to text and drive, no.
I think it might be kind of fun, have the windows down and...
Yeah.
It's eye-catching. I think they're cute.
They're cute. I'm just saying I wouldn't. You know me. I'm risk-averse.
Yeah.
I want to be bigger than most of the other vehicles.
If you want to see a picture of the Elio, head to Facebook or autoflex.com and click on the Facebook link. We've got links to all the stories we talk about right here on the show. An Autoflex leasing fan texter, 43733, says, what's the motor that powers that Elio?
Well, it's an internal combustion engine. It's like a motorcycle engine.
So, I don't know what that means. Does it run on fuel?
It runs on gasoline.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if it was electric.
Right. Well, and it very well could be. That's a good point. They had the smart cars in Europe long before we got them here.
Mm-hmm.
They were driving around in those little smart cars over there.
It looks like a smart car, the front part.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Yeah.
But
except it's got the front wheels on.
Tiny little cars.
I'm sorry. It's got the front wheels on outriggers. I mean, they set out from the car sort of like Prowler wheels used to.
Oh.
And they've got their own little fenders.
Oh. Cute.
You can go to what did I just do?
I don't know, but my name's Sybil. If that's what you're looking for,
Sybil just said, as Sybil just said, you can go to Autoflex Facebook page and like it and see pictures of the Elio and also read the story.
Would you be willing to drive one, you Autoflex leasing fan texters?
Heck,
it seems
yeah.
like it might get you down to that parade a little bit easier today.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a little bit easier to park something small like an autocycle.
Yes, indeed. Another Autoflex leasing fan texter compares it to the park and rides that we already have, talking about being told to get into downtown areas.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm sure they'll still allow taxis and things like that, right?
Oh,
over
sure.
There?
Yeah.
Like in London?
Because that's considered shared rides, and shared rides are allowed in most of those plans.
Okay.
Yes.
Also talking about not drinking and driving. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Hey, guys, this is Marco. I'm texting the show to let you know I just got a 2015 Hyundai Santa Fe.
Woohoo!
David, you can thank Pablo from Autoflex for getting...
me the car.
The car. Yeah, that's cool.
Yay! Congrats, Marco. Enjoy your new Santa Fe. Somebody else texted in and said, it looks kind of like a Cessna airplane with no rear.
It does. It does, in fact.
It sure does, except it's bright orange. Is that the only color it comes? Oh, no, there's bright green, too.
Sure.
But they're all bright colors, nothing just basic.
Well, and there's a white one.
Okay.
But I think if you want a bright color if you're driving something that size, because it's not real big.
I want neon and flashing lights.
And a horn honking.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the ice cream truck music blaring.
Yes, that would be perfect.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I am in outside sales. What vehicle do you recommend that will last a long time if I service it like I should?
Well, there are plenty out there because
so
many cars do well, but I'm sure you'd be looking for fuel economy if you're in outside sales. You're probably going business to business, so you've got to think about that. And a vehicle that higher miles don't really hurt the resale value, and that's where I want to go into the Japanese automakers like Toyota and Honda and Acura and Nissan.
According to the size of car you need, you could be looking at, in the smaller size, you could be looking at a Corolla, exactly, or an Altima or a Civic, and then a larger size, the Accord, the Camry, maybe even a Maxima, because they all hold their value well. And they tend to take almost no maintenance at all. If you just do the scheduled maintenance on them, they'll run for a couple hundred thousand miles.
And depending upon whether or not you are reimbursed for your miles or you can write your vehicle off for business, then you need to decide whether you should purchase or lease. And, of course, if you give our offices a call, we can go through those with you and let you know. But those are good products.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, is Dave okay this morning? LOL. Yes, just ADD as usual. Sorry.
Squirrel. Okay, we got to take a quick pit stop. We'll be back with more Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP, a.k.a. the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, or you can call us directly here in the studio at 877-881-1053. And you can call Autoflex. The numbers are?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can set up a test drive. Maybe you want to drive a Chevrolet, a Ford, a Toyota, and a Mazda. We'll set them side by side so you can drive them all in one place. Or you can send us a request to test drive a car and never come in. Just tell us what you want to drive and we'll bring it to you.
Easy enough. We've been talking a lot about self-driving cars, and Google's come up with one, and now all these companies are getting in the mix, including Delphi.
Yeah, and Delphi, which was a division of General Motors at one time, has come up with enough equipment on an automobile that when they put it on an Audi SQ5, they say it'll drive from San Francisco to New York. And we're going to find out, because long about March, they're going to send one of these self-driving cars from very close to the Golden Gate Bridge all the way to New York City for the New York Auto Show, which begins on April the 3rd. So it'll be really interesting. This car has got lots of cameras, radar, LIDAR, which is a combination of lasers and radar, and wireless connectivity. And they say that even though two engineers will be on board, one of them sitting behind the driver's seat, the car will self-drive itself all the way across the continent. Should be an interesting test.
Yeah.
Now, they're waiting until spring to do it, so there's no ice and stuff on the roads. That would be one thing. And probably, you know, it'll drive okay through rain, or at least we'll find out about that.
All right, so there will be an engineer in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, certainly.
It's
sort of interesting. They're saying that by 2020, these cars will be available, and the technology on these cars will be available, a lot of it, within the next 2 to 3 years.
And so the car itself is an Audi, correct?
Audi SQ5. Yeah, it's the smaller SUV that they're building.
So is this something they're trying to partner up with Audi on, or is it they're going to sell it to all the manufacturers?
Well, Audi has used this technology from Delphi in their ads and things like that. You know, I don't know if you've seen the ad where the Audi pulls up in front and it's empty.
No.
And the guy comes out the door and gets in it and drives away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they've got, and they have that technology, Delphi does.
Cool.
Yeah, so it is cool.
And how long does it take, like 10 to 11 days?
I have no idea. They're saying March 22nd to April 3rd, so I think that'd be a pretty good guess.
Okay, perfect. That'll be exciting. I'm sure it'll all be documented, too. If you go to the Delphi website, you could probably live stream it, watch the drive across the country.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's like the, did y'all see the story earlier this week about the old man who's running around the entire perimeter of the U.S.? He's like 85, and but he's going to run or walk around the entire perimeter.
It's amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
So, which one are you more excited to see? Self-driving car, coast-to-coast, or old man walking the perimeter?
I want to see if the guy makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to make it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And his wife is driving the support van. That poor thing. She's got to be so patient to just drive next to somebody while they're walking an entire perimeter.
That's another whole hazard for him, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
All right. If you are in the market for a GM or a Chevrolet or a GMC, your powertrain warranty in 2016 will only be 60,000 miles, not the current 100,000-mile powertrain warranty that General Motors offers for Chevrolet and GMC. They've cut that warranty back to 5 years and 60,000 miles for all 16 models. They're saying it's because they didn't think it was that big a motivator for people to buy vehicles. It's been my experience that manufacturers don't offer warranties like that unless they are having to sell vehicles. So we'll see how that works out.
In the past, that's why they've been, you know, they say it didn't really garner enough attention. They want to put their money towards technology and the things that people want in a car. But I also believe that with no warranty comes warranty anxiety.
And I think, I think you're right in some cases.
The desire to, you know, if you have a 100,000-mile warranty, I'll just keep it. You know, I don't have to worry about anything. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
but
the thing.
If you're out of warranty, you're more likely to trade that car.
Yeah, you could be. But here's the thing. Everything that manufacturers of automobiles do is based on the economics. And it was a very expensive warranty for them because if someone's transmission goes out at 80,000 miles, they had to replace the transmission. So they probably didn't like that part of the experience. General Motors didn't.
And you know what? You guys, you can all just purchase an extended service agreement anyway, and that's going to cover everything. You know, if you buy it when the vehicle is new, it's pretty well bumper to bumper. No squeaks or rattles or just the normal little weather stripping that can wear out. But it will cover the powertrain and the radio and the air conditioning and the brake system.
It will, and General Motors sells that in a lot of cases, so they like that. That's an additional profit item for them. But if you talk to General Motors service writers, you find out that the guys from the factory don't like paying for those warranty claims.
Of course not.
Because they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do their very best to keep the costs down. And they don't like the extended warranties, because not the extended warranties, but the long factory warranty, because it costs them more in the long run.
It's interesting they're allowing the Chevy Volt to keep its 100,000-mile warranty.
Well, they have to. They can't sell those cars
right
now. Yeah.
It's all economics, like you said.
We're going to do a story a little bit later in the show about the Chevrolet Volt and carbon monoxide poisoning, which I found to be a little weird.
Yeah, how's that possible?
I'll tell you.
So stay tuned for that. Let's get into Honda and their new ad campaign, talking about airbags.
Well, you know, the Takata airbags and the Hondas have been a real problem. Honda's had five fatalities that they can directly attribute to the Takata airbags. And now Honda has gone to the extreme of making television commercials asking people, please, to take your Honda in and get it checked if it is part of the recall and have the airbags replaced in it. And, of course, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration is the motivator behind all of this. They have, in fact, they're fining Takata $14,000 a day for being, as they described it, uncooperative with the investigation. Takata did send 2.4 million pages of emails to the NHTSA with no explanation as to how to use them.
Yeah, they didn't put anything in any kind of category.
No, it wasn't an order.
Subcategories.
No, no. And that's about the same time that the NHTSA fined them.
$14,000
a day. Now, here's the other thing. $14,000 a day, that's only $5 million a year. And to a company the size of Takata, that's not a showstopper.
Right.
But the warrant, the reputation with the manufacturers may be a showstopper for them because people are going to be very wary about buying their products.
Of course. That's just cruel to do to somebody. Walk in there and plop down 2.4 million pages and just go, here you go. You sift through it.
That's how you get fined.
Right.
You know.
That's like that story you told a while back about the guy in some Asian country, and he paid in pennies.
Paid
for a car in pennies.
Yeah.
It smelled like fish.
Yeah.
Well, he owned a fish company. He had a fish company, and he evidently intermixed
fish
the
oil.
Fish. Yes. Mark Rosekind, who is the head of the NHTSA, is the one responsible for the fine, and he says that they're tired of messing with them. They better, by golly, cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
And back to our Chevrolet Volts. Right now, there's a recall for 64,000 Chevrolet Volts over a carbon monoxide risk. Now, the Volt is a hybrid electric, but it runs most of the time on the electric engine, right?
Right.
What if you get out of the car and you forget to turn it off and the battery goes dead?
Then it just dies, right?
No, the gasoline engine takes over.
Oh.
So it could be parked in your garage and you forget to turn the car off because there's no motor sound.
Yep.
And you get out and go inside, and then in the middle of the night, the gasoline engine starts up and fills your garage with carbon monoxide.
Ooh.
So, GM is recalling 64,000 volts, and they will put There's a software fix they're doing that will limit the amount of time that the car will idle. I love that because it's not doing anything, but it'll keep the battery from running all the way down. Basically, it'll turn the car off by itself.
You know, they did give the car a little chirp sound, some sort of a chime to let you know that it's still on.
Oh, okay.
So you
just
could
like
say,
when we leave our headlights on and it would chime at you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say that the people that leave this car without turning it off electrically, that's sort of like Darwin at work.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Terrible. Well, listen, even with a car engine sound, when keyless start began,
mm-hmm.
I know somebody who left his car on for hours. They went to the Arboretum
mm-hmm.
in the summer.
Right.
not David.
Oh, okay.
But it was one of my clients. And pulled in, you know, he had a carload of people. They all get out. We're going to go to the concert in the park, Thursday night deal. And they come back out, and the car's running when they approach it. And they all just looked at each other, and he was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
The car running the whole time. He said the car was nice and cool.
Yeah, I bet.
And we got in to go home.
Mm.
So could somebody get in and steal it at that
sure,
point? If
yes.
it's just running, it's unlocked yeah. and everything? Mm. Wow.
Now, they could only go until they turn the car off, and without the key, it won't restart. But
or until they ran out of gas.
That too. And it was probably already on its way since it had been running for several yeah. hours while I was there.
I have a friend who did that in a parking garage. He went into the mall to go shopping, and when he came back out, he's like, oh, these new cars, I accidentally left it on. He said the keyless entry.
Yeah.
He's like, it's running the whole time.
If you don't have to take your key out to then push the button to lock the car, you just, I don't know.
Here's a great fan texter along these same lines. Why must cars be idiot-proofed?
You know, that's
why.
When I read the story, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't turn the car off and you run the battery down, you're a genius.
Yeah. But we all get distracted. I mean, if right as you're getting out of, you know, you pull into the garage and your phone rings and you answer it and you're gathering up your groceries in the front seat and your briefcase from the back and you're getting out of the car talking to somebody, you could easily forget. If you don't have to actually
switch off the ignition. Well, of course, with all the stuff you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that phone call is more important than getting this car turned off and doing everything else.
That's
the problem.
Autoflex Leasing. I'm sorry.
No,
Autoflex Leasing fan text. What is Ford's current warranty? Ford's current warranty is 5 years and 60,000 miles. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Hyundai has a 5 year, 60,000 bumper to bumper and a 10 year, 10,000 miles.
100,000 miles.
100,000 miles powertrain. And that is correct.
And then one more quickie. The warranty's only good if you can prove that you maintained that covered item.
Exactly. If your engine shells at 90,000 miles and you can't prove you've done all of the factory specified maintenance, then you're likely not going to get the engine paid for.
That mm-hmm. is not anything new. That's the same way when it was just 3 years and 36,000 miles. And they didn't have powertrain extended beyond that back in the day. You always had to prove that you
Absolutely.
Maintained it.
Yeah.
It's in the warranty book. You'd read the manual. You know these things.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, JP, who we like to call the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, and you can call Autoflex. They are open today. What are those numbers, Dave?
Either, in case you've forgotten in the last 15 minutes, either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, especially if you're in the market for a great pre-owned car, because you can see all of those at autoflex.com. Now, and we have, for our pre-owned cars, we have a couple of different ways to go. You can purchase them, and we have over 40 different lenders. So if you've got great credit, you can get under 2%, and if you've got not so great credit, you can get a car from Autoflex. And we've got everything from $60,000, $70,000 pre-owned cars down to $10,000 to $12,000 pre-owned cars. Because we lease all makes and models, we have all makes and models available, and you can buy it, you can lease a pre-owned car, or you can flex buy a pre-owned car, which gives you the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add something, too. If you go to our website and you don't see exactly what you want, what you've been searching for, please do not hesitate to still contact us, because guess what? We have this incredible database. Our computer system at AutoFlex is phenomenal. And I can mine our database for the car that you're looking for. So if you're looking for a 2010 whatever, then I'm going to pull up every client that has purchased and leased one, and we're going to review the account, see where they are in it, and maybe we can convince them to trade their car so you can buy it and they get something different.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of do have our own used car factory.
AutoFlex Leasing Fantext, does a lease accumulate debt on my credit report? That's an interesting way to put that. A lease does appear on your credit report, just like an auto loan does. It is looked at a little bit differently by some creditors because you generally have to have better credit to lease. Mm-hmm. And if they see that you've leased, the assumption is there that you pay your bills.
Yay.
But that's interesting question because that's all an accounting, you know, debit and credit situation there, where mm-hmm. to put the money and is that my debt? It is your debt because you've signed on and you're responsible to make the payments. But way back in the day, they didn't put leases on credit bureaus.
No, they didn't. And here's the other thing. Some lenders report those leases for the whole amount of the lease. Say you got a $50,000 car, it would show up originally as $50,000 and pay down to $25,000, whatever the residual was, and some debtors or some lenders only report the obligation to you, which would show it as a $25,000 debt rather than a $50,000 debt.
On a $50,000 car,
it's according to the lender and how they report that.
Gotcha. Let's talk a little bit about a new electric vehicle that might be debuting. We talked about how some of the electric vehicles don't have really good reputations because they're not high-end. But Tesla is a nice luxury EV, and now it looks like someone else is getting in on the action.
Yeah, Tesla is about the only EV out there that really is maintaining great resale value, like Sybil said. A lot of the less expensive EVs do not maintain resale value near as well. We talked about that last week on the show. Now Porsche is talking about adding an electric vehicle to their vehicle line, maybe starting with a Panamera and converting that to an electric Panamera. It'll be interesting to see what they do, but they're doing it, if they do it, to compete directly with Tesla. They believe Tesla's built a great car. I do, too. Mm-hmm. And so they're considering building a competitive model. The other thing is, that's all Tesla builds. So they don't have much choice. Porsche can choose to do this or not to do this according to how the market goes over the next couple of years. They haven't done it. They're just talking about it.
It will be interesting to see what the car is really made of and what it's all about because they're all about the engine. They're not all about the technology and the cool big screens and having internet in your car. They're about a high-performance
That's always
car.
Been their focus. Yeah, I mean that's a Porsche.
So it'll be interesting to see if they do and what it's like.
You know, their top selling cars are still their SUVs that they didn't build until a few years ago, and they are their top selling cars.
That just tells you what everybody wants to drive.
Yeah, yeah,
the Cayenne and the new Macan are their biggest sellers.
What would it retail for? Like more or less than the regular gasoline-powered ones?
I think more.
I think more, too, yeah.
It you got to pay for the technology.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Well, they're just expensive to build.
Yeah. Ford, let's talk a little bit about cost of ownership and retaining your value.
Yeah, the 2015 F-150 is expected to retain its value even better than the 2014. In fact, they're saying that the residual value or the resale value is 12% higher than it used to be, all the way up to 58% of its initial value after 3 years. And that's according to ALG, Auto Lease Guide, which is now a division of a company called TrueCar. We'll talk about them in a little bit. But what that means is that the ALG residuals on the F-150 are 58% at 36 months. On GM and GMC pickup trucks, they're 51% at 36 months. And on Dodge trucks, they're 46% at 36 months.
That's a big difference. That really does affect your cost of ownership.
Well, and so if you looked at a $35,000 vehicle, that means that the Ford would be worth $20,300 in 3 years. The GM car would be worth $17,850, and the Dodge would be worth $16,100. There's almost a $4,000 difference, or there is a $4,000 difference between the Dodge and the Ford. So how much more money does the Ford cost? Because it looks like, if you looked at ALG's numbers, that the Dodge was going to cost you $4,000 more to drive over the term.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text 43733. I heard you guys mention a Flex Buy. What is that?
Well, a Flex Buy is a financing program that we use on pre-owned cars, and it starts with the pre-owned car, which saves you money because someone else has taken the first-year depreciation, and it calculates that pre-owned car as a lease, so you only pay for the part of the car you're using. It's got a residual value, just like a lease does. The difference is you own the car the whole time, so it's in your name. So it gives you all the rights of ownership, but it gives you the low payment of a lease, and it starts with a pre-owned car, which saves you more money there, sort of like compound savings.
So it's calculated like a lease, but it's not a lease. But it gives you all the great benefits of a lease.
Exactly. So we talk.
It is so close to a lease. But a lease.
It is so close because you walk away if you want to at the end.
Yeah. And if you buy it at the end, you don't have to pay sales tax again because it's already in your name. So,
which makes it the best used car lease in the world, because if you lease the car, you have to pay sales tax again.
But it's not a lease.
So anyway, back to Ford. The other thing I've got to mention is the Toyota Tundra has a 63% residual at 36 months.
So nobody beats that one.
No, it's got the highest residual. So then it becomes, what is the difference in the cost of the vehicle to
going
you?
Going in.
Going in, because the Tundra is going to save you about $2,000 over 3 years. So just because of resale value.
We constantly tell people that the overall cost of the vehicle isn't what you paid for it. It's what you paid for it and what you get for it later when you sell it. That's what your car really costs you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't look at that. They look at just the payment. And it's like a lease. Sometimes there's a really low lease payment, but if you looked at the purchase option at the end, it's very, very high, which means that the monthly payment would be a bargain, but if you want to buy the car at the end, it's not a bargain at all.
But that just goes to show how we look at things, coming from a lease perspective, mm-hmm. you're looking at the overall, you know, what's the lease cost? What's the most effective way to do this? When our clients would call, you know, sometimes people are set on a vehicle. This is what I want. Other times they have a budget and they come to us with their budget and say, here's how much I have to spend. This is what I need. What's the best deal for me? And then we go to work, and we truly, the way to do it is you find the best car that works for that budget, and that's how they get the most for their money. I just love it.
Right.
So do our customers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we talked about TrueCar a minute ago. Let's talk about TrueCar a little more, the company that owns Auto Lease Guide, which makes me a little nervous. They have just been sued for false advertising by 117 new car franchise dealers. And the reason they're suing them is because TrueCar's advertising says that they're going to provide a totally transparent transaction and that people will get a guaranteed price and that will be what they pay for the car and you're done. And these dealers, and this is the lawsuit, this isn't me, these dealers are saying that it is not totally transparent because TrueCar actually charges the dealers for every deal they do with you as a customer. So if you get a new car, they charge you $299 more because you got the car, because they got to pay TrueCar the $299. And if you get a pre-owned car, TrueCar charges the dealers $399. And they're saying they're not telling anyone that. So where's the transparency there? I mean, we're going to bring you a transparent transaction, but we're not going to tell you that the dealer's got to pay us because you did business with them. And that becomes part of the cost of the sale. Guess what? Who pays for that?
Consumers.
You pay for that. Sure, when you get a car.
Yeah.
We'll see how it turns out. It should be interesting.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, the Greenville Avenue St. Patrick's Day Parade edition of the show. So, top of the morning to you. If you want to give us a call, our phone number is 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733, and you can even call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
It's a great day to get a car at either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area, AutoFlex.com, if you'd like to do it online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I saw something on my drive-in today, and I've been seeing a lot of this lately, and I'm wondering if maybe one of our listeners can enlighten me as to why, but have you noticed on work trucks, a lot of guys are tying stuffed animals to the gate of it? What is that? Why are, is it like a shout out, like a tribute to their kids?
I don't know.
I've seen it a lot lately, like little stuffed animals. And today, southbound 75, right around like Lover's Lane, there was a truck pulled over, and he actually had a plastic horse attached to his truck.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. So what? Why, what's the deal with toys on your truck?
I think it's probably the kids sending a little something.
But a lot of them are doing it now. So text me and let me know, 43733.
Okay. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, let's talk about license plates.
Let's do it.
Talk about other things attached to the back of cars.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the front in the case of Texas. Texas has designed new license plates called the Texas Classic, by golly. And they are newer and cleaner and easier to read than the old kind.
And it's been out for just a little while. They started, I think, back in 2012, and it was going to take a while to get everything moved over to the new plate. But the numbers and letters are larger, and it's supposed to be easier to read. So they changed. Let's see. They ditched the 2009 version. They did this in 2012, and it's to make the plates more visible to law enforcement officers. About 70% of crimes have a vehicle involved.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And the one way to identify the vehicle is the license plate. Well, having the multicolored plates actually made it more difficult to distinguish and read the numbers, I suppose, especially, you know, if it's moving. And they have also made a change. So they've made these letters, what, 2 inches? Two and a half inches tall. And so that makes them much easier to read. The license plates are now just black and white.
So you can't get those pink ones anymore, or
you
the
can
red?
You can still get black? Your special personal plates. They're talking about a standard issue license plate, which most of us have. That's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also changed it where you'll have 3 letters in the front and followed by 4 numbers in the back, which also makes it a little bit easier
to standardized. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your plate.
And no more weird truck plates.
What were the weird truck plates?
Well, they had different kinds of letters and numbers and different. They'd have 2 and then 5, or they'd have 3 and then 5. Everything's going to be 3 and 4 now.
Okay.
3 letters and 4 numbers.
I like that. Uniformity.
Makes it simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people complained also that the colored plates, I'm serious now, clashed with the color of their car.
Yeah. Black and white goes with everything.
Yes, it does.
So that'll make it simple. And the truck plates won't have truck on them anymore. They just say Texas, so that doesn't get, you know, you can't have a license plate around that obscures the word, the state name, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, I don't know if anybody knows this. This is my little add to this. The material that makes it reflective, you know, have you noticed you can read them at night? There are glass beads in that reflective coating that 3M manufactures in their Brownwood plant. I've toured it. Mm-hmm. Used to live there in Beewood. And so they make the reflective sheeting, and then the license plates themselves are made down in Huntsville by detainees at Wynn.
Yuppers.
The detainees down there make 4,000 plates every weekday. Pardon me, 40,000 plates every weekday.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. They use 2 million pounds of aluminum a year to build Texas license plates.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fascinating. So I think they put that sheeting over there, they stamp in the number, and then it probably gets the coloring on top of that.
So you just mentioned that they're removing that little truck thing. It says Texas truck. What about the ones that say, like, Texas radio operator and Texas dealer?
Those are special plates.
What is that? It's just a CB radio or what?
If it's a radio operator, it usually is. Yeah, ham radio or CB radio. Yeah.
So you get a special license if just because you're a ham radio person?
You can if you want to.
Yeah, you
pay
for it.
They ask for it if that's their hobby. Just like, you know, the pet-friendly plates. And
right, but it doesn't say what you are. You know, like, it doesn't have that little red bar that's like, those look official. Like, it's the exact same print as where it says exempt. So when it says radio operator, it's like, hey.
It's a special plate. They're going to continue to sell special plates. And if you've got an old plate, don't go trade it in.
Why?
They're not ready for you. There's enough of them. I mean, the plates are good for 7 years. And keep yours 7 years. And the next one you get will be this kind.
Yeah, if you just want to go in and trade it, you're just costing yourself as a taxpayer more money. Because we pay for those plates, basically.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. This has been going on for a little while. We're probably all going to get the black and white plates. We'll see. I got my new Acura
not too long ago, and I'm waiting to see my planes. We'll see what my numbers and letters will be, if it's much easier to remember.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's the reason for the change, in case anybody wondered. Another reason that I even went to this website to look around was to remind people that you need to go online. When you do trade your car, take your plate off of that car.
Oh.
Yes.
Even if it's not a personalized plate, it's a standard plate like this. Make sure it's removed from the car, because you know how the toll booths
yes.
work, right? They're mm-hmm. going to charge. If you don't take that off, or at least go online, get that form, fill it out, and say, I've sold this car, I no longer am in possession of this car, you could go through the nightmare with the NTTA.
Mm-hmm. Which is a nightmare.
Right.
And or you just red don't light want cameras,
that.
Too.
Exactly.
That too. Mm-hmm. Anything.
As a dealer, we are told to remove the plates from the car immediately and strike them out with a marker, mm-hmm. with an indelible marker. So marks a lot. We X them out if you trade your car into us immediately. Because if you don't, who knows who's driving that car?
Yeah.
However, you know? I'm just one of those people who knows about, you know, if you want something done right, do it yourself. I'm just giving you guys a little piece of advice.
Exactly.
Make sure it's removed and marked out before you leave if you're that kind of, you know.
Right. A couple people on the Autoflex Leasing fan text like these new plates. One guy says it looks better. And then another person says, my truck's white with black rims and taillights, so I like them better.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. See, black and white goes with everything.
Yes, right.
And since we're talking about license plates, have you ever noticed that when you view a video or a television show has a car that has a license plate on it, maybe a newscast, it's always blurred?
Yes.
It's like maybe they have a little piece of glass like really rich people have on their bathroom doors that are frosted. It's got this little frosted cover over the license plate so you can't
like
read the
so
license
private.
Plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
They blur the private parts if they accidentally jumped out of the clothes during the videoing of whatever.
Right.
Blurred lines. So
blurred plates. I know you want it.
So what's the
okay.
reason for this?
So here's the deal. Everyone, even when you see the ads on Craigslist, when people put their cars out there on Craigslist, they'll put like a rag over the license plate or they'll cover it up, or they'll put their fingers over the lens of the camera so you can't read the license plate. Well, here is where it all came from. The Driver's Privacy Protection Act, which was passed in 1994 and signed into law by President Bill Clinton, who later remarked that he wished he'd signed it before because he'd never hooked up with Monica if he knew she'd driven a Neon. But anyway, the Privacy Protection Act was passed, and it is now against the law to show a license plate on a video, on a newscast, on something that is publicly digested because of privacy. Now, here is the other side of the story. Everybody sees your license plate.
When you're driving around town anyway.
When you drive around, everyone sees your license plate. I mean, do you think you can get massive information by seeing a license plate number? No. You may be able to find out the kind of car and the year, but there's another law that says that all of that information is private. So you can't, I mean, it's available only to like really trusted people like lawyers and bail bondsmen and people like that. But there is a law against the dispersal of that information. So it's sort of a goofy law. And so if you're running your car on Craigslist, you probably don't need to blur the license plate out because nobody's going to find out anything about you anyway. I mean, and if somebody cuts you off and you give them the one finger salute, it's probably unlikely that they'll be able to track you down by your license plate. I'm just saying.
I don't know. There's websites like publicdata.com. I had a listener come up to me in probably 2003 and he's like, Sybil, I know your real last name. It's whatever it was at the time. And I go, why do you think that? And he goes, because I saw your license plate and I looked it up on the internet. And that's why, to this day, I don't want like vanity plates or anything else to make it easier. People can look you up that way.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, normal people have frosted glass on their showers too. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
And then the other thing is, if you have, you know, like you said, people do see your license plates every day. They're always out in the open, but you're not being singled out for anything.
Finally, one final note from the Autoflex Leasing fan text. David, you said Monica and private protection at the same sentence. Laugh out loud. There you go.
Oh, here's a good point. Art on the walls is usually blurred on reality shows. That's weird. And that's true. And so are brand names. You know, they'll like put a label over the Coca-Cola can.
Yeah. I don't know if it's art on the walls protection. Or pictures of their family members.
Trademark protection.
One more quick Autoflex leasing fan text. On license plates, what does it mean when it says apportioned? Great question. I've always wondered that.
I have no
I've
idea.
I've never seen that.
You haven't?
No.
I've seen it before, too, and I don't know what it means.
We'll find out for next week's show.
That's right. If you need to get a hold of Autoflex, 817 or 972-234-1234 are the phone numbers, or go online to autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to the Snuggle Monster. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Downstairs, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.